thank you very much for listening to the broadcast at this time. I am Vernon Joins, and we're going to raise the question, which we have heard many people state in a positive way, that John 3:16 is all that is necessary. But I turn that into a question. Is John 3:16 all that's necessary? There was a person who stated just a few days ago that why do you teach so much on faith, repentance, and baptism, and all of these subjects when all you need to do is just preach on faith, and John 3:16 is a passage that teaches that and says that this tells us all we need to know in order to go to heaven. This is not the first time this argument has been made. Recently, I heard a man on the radio say that this one verse was all one had to have to be saved. He didn't inform us as to why God gave us 41,000 other verses. Have you ever thought about that? 41,000 other verses besides that. He also was opposing the idea of one being baptized to obtain remission of sins. And why not recall other verses spoken by the Lord? When we think about this one verse, it is important and has a very strong message in it. Was Jesus just fooling, giving us all the additional parts of the New Testament instead of just this one verse? That really would have simplified things, wouldn't it, if it's true, but it's not. What about John 3:16? Let's first look at this verse. Our Lord said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3 and verse 16. Now, if you look closely, verse 16 follows verse 15 and other verses in this very same chapter. Two, you may note that 20 other verses follow it in this chapter. That last verse reads, "He that believeth on the Son hath eternal life, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Now, that changes the whole complexion of this passage, doesn't it? When he says that he that hath eternal life is the one who believes on the Lord, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life. This emphatically proves that the faith under consideration is tantamount to obedience through faith. The obedient believer hath eternal life, but one who obeys not shall not see life, and that still stands today. In John 3:16, it does not mention the subject of baptism. Obviously, baptism is not mentioned in this verse of Scripture, but to this same man, in the same discourse, in the same chapter, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." John 3:5. Yes, this time, baptism, water, is mentioned. Faith is not mentioned in that part of the chapter. So, it's very plainly revealed that John 3:16 is not enough, and that would prove it just from the same chapter in which it's found. The Lord gave us more than John 3:16 and does not mention the new birth. But the fifth verse of the chapter does so emphatically state this. And remember that Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4 and verse 4. And then remember also that in John 12 and 48, he says we're going to be judged by his word. Love for God is not mentioned in this particular passage. It says that God so loved the world. And are we to believe that one can go to heaven without loving God? John also recorded, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." 1 John 4 and verse 8. If we don't love God, then we don't know God. And the result would be what? Well, said the Lord Jesus, will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 and 8. Do you think it important to love and to know God? Even demon if it's not mentioned in John 3:16? Also in John 3:16, there isn't a thing said about repentance. But in Acts 17:30, the scripture says, in the times of this ignorance, God overlooked, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now, he sure stressed repentance elsewhere, didn't he? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3-5. How did Jesus have to mention this to make it important? How often did he have to say that? And Paul knew the answer, that you cannot be overlooked if you don't repent now, because he said God commands it. Though John 3:16 didn't mention repentance, the saints recognized that the Lord had granted repentance unto life, Acts 11:18. Now, nothing is said about obedience in John 3:16. Does not mention it at all. But, as we noted from John 3:36, that it is necessary in order to see life. 2, from 1 Thessalonians 2:7-8, we found that the Lord will take vengeance on all who obey not the gospel. That's 1 Thessalonians 1:7-8. And Jesus Christ himself set the example. Though he were son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. Now listen, unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. Well, we didn't learn this in John 3:16, did we? Didn't hear a thing about it. Why not accept all that the gospel has to say? Why seek to elevate and exalt one passage over all others and ignore or seek to evade the full terms of God's salvation? To be sure, John 3:16 is true. Every bit of it is true. But the apostles did not suggest that the whole world was contained in it. And that passage is true in stressing the need for faith in Christ. But notice how this is combined with other terms of acceptance. For we are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:26-27 said in the same breath. Surely faith is essential, but so is a new birth that inducts one into Christ where salvation is located, 2 Timothy 2:10. My friends, I trust you will develop sufficient love and trust in the Lord to render unquestioning the obedience to every command, Acts 10:48. Don't reject the counsel of God against yourself by rebelling against His Word. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of Him, in Luke 7:30. We have nothing at all to lose and everything to gain by rendering complete obedience to the gospel of Christ. May we plead with you at this time to don't put it off any longer, but to obey what the Lord has commanded one must to do in order to be saved. Thank you so much for listening today.